Oh, hi, Brock. I was just speaking to you before. It's just regards to the llama. So, yeah, she passed. No, she passed. No, that's okay. I just thought I'd. Yeah, that would be great, actually. What time can we come in to do that? Oh, sorry, no, because I'm just going to head to a doctor's appointment. Yeah, that would be really lovely. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I think she was very prone to, I think she was, very prone and susceptible to it, kind of thing. But to be fair, like, you probably would have offered, x-rays and things like that, which we probably wouldn't have been able to afford a significant amount of, help for her. But definitely medication. So whether or not that medication, she only gave her a tiny bit last night, the vet was very unsure, about rats and stuff. But yeah, it was only a small amount just to get her started. But I still think that she must have had something else going on. So, which, in the end, it would have taken her anyway. Well, we've just left her in the cage for a little bit, just so that Daisy realizes that Delilah's not there anymore, kind of thing. That'd be great if we could pop by around 1 o'clock. We'll just pop in and we can do that. That'd be great. Thank you. No, she just asked us to go to you guys today to get, to get everything moving forward. They were sending it to the Moranbah Downs Vet MD because that's where we popped to last week. The name of it, but they should have the name of it. She said it was like a different antibiotic or a stronger antibiotic than the doxycycline. If you said some words, I'd remember. It was 2 a.m. though. I think it was an M or a. I think it was an M maybe. Oh no, that was the S. Oh no, that was the anti-inflammatory. No, it was a different one. Maybe a B. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you. That would be lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye.